And a good afternoon, everyone. It's time for the Appleton Library Show. Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo here today. We have Cindy Hendricks, librarian with the Appleton Public Library, with us today. And how you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. I mean, how can you complain? The weather has just been pretty wonderful.
That's right. It's only going to get better this week, so we keep our fingers crossed for that anyway, huh?
No kidding. It'll melt all that snow away, although it was very beautiful.
I guess that's all we can say about it.
Well, of course. That's true. But do you know what today is, Maynard?
It's Dr. Seuss Day, I believe.
Yep, it is his birthday.
It's his birthday, yeah.
17 years old.
How old would he be?
117.
117, okay.
You know, if he was alive, of
course.
Yeah,
he passed on a while back, yep.
Yes, and so we are celebrating Dr. Seuss all this month with a variety of different Dr. Seuss-orientated events. We will be having some take and makes, a Facebook Live bingo event, as well as some story times that we'll be posting on Facebook as well. And so lots of Dr. Seuss-orientated things for children, and you'll want to check that out and give us a call. If you don't have access to any of the technology that we use, give us a call, because, of course, we do have everything in print as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I love Dr. Seuss. I like reading Dr. Seuss to my grandkids. I like reading Dr. Seuss when I was a kid. And I've always said it should be required reading for everybody, because it's good to practice your articulation, you know, especially if you're going to be going into radio or something. So,
Sure.
Yeah, it gets that tongue moving. You can't mumble when you're reading Dr. Seuss.
Tis true. But we can't leave out adults. And so this month for adults, we are talking about all sorts of things that are spa orientated. In fact, we've got a take and make kit for adults that have all the ingredients as well as a container to make your own spa ingredients. So I think it's a bath scrub and some bath salts that you'll be making. And so you just give us a call here at the Appleton Library and arrange a time to pick up your take and make kit. It comes with all the instructions and directions and everything. And so we have those available, you know, limited quantities, of course, for adults. And everything for March. That's our March take and make for adults. Keep in mind, we do have some hours that the library is physically open where you can just walk in the door. And that is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 to 12 noon. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2, where you can just walk in the door. And all the other hours, we can arrange a time for you to come in here where we meet you at the door and we let you in the library for some browsing and some computer time. So just give us a call at 289-1681, and we'll work something out with you, because, of course, we miss our customers. We love our customers. We want our customers in here.
That's right. And and if they don't want to come in, isn't there some kind of an app where they can just kind of download the books or check them out? And
yes.
Things too? That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, there's always digital content that we have available where you can download 10 different magazines, as well as a variety of books that you can read or books that you can listen to. So a lot of different things that are available online, as well as some online databases to do lots of research or look up all sorts of useless pieces of information, which is what my husband and I are always constantly doing. And all of those lovely things.
Never know when you might need it, in case you get on like Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or something someday. That'd come in handy.
You just never know what you need to know. Also, we have Steve Starrud that meets with people twice a month. He will meet with people on March 2nd and March 16th. From 1 to 3 p.m., and you just call us, and we can make an appointment for you so that you can have an in-person meeting, you know, practicing social distance and all of these different things for any of your technology questions or help with things. And so keep that in mind, because we do have a couple of dates, and then he also can arrange some times that aren't in his regular schedule if that works better for you, but you'll need to call us and let us know how that works. Another kind of exciting thing that we have available is we've got three hot spots that people can check out here at the library for up to about 28 days, I believe, is the checkout time. And what that is it's a portable way for you to go on and the internet. So that's kind of exciting.
Okay.
That
yeah,
we
that's
have those available.
Something a little different. Something you wouldn't think of that the library would have. You know, everybody always just thinks books, right?
Yeah, I know. And so
not these days.
Technology.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what are some of the hot things that people are reading and checking out these days, Cindy?
Well, that's the perfect lead-in to what are people reading. But first, let me address that what we are going to be reading for our book club.
Okay.
Our book club is going to be reading The Firefly Lane by Kristen Hannah. So if you're interested in joining us, we'll be meeting the last Monday of the month, which is the 29th of May at 5 o'clock here. And we are meeting in person, practicing social distancing, all of those different things. And so keep that in mind, that we do have a book chosen for our book club. And then that's the perfect segue into, just like what Maynard said, what are people reading and what is new and exciting out there? Right now for fiction, it's all about series. And people love to read series where there's one book after another and all sorts of things. And so the fifth book of A Court of Thorn and Roses series, the fifth book of A Court of Thorn and Roses series is out by Sarah J. Maas. It's Nesta Archeron is forced into a close quarters with a warrior named Cassian. And so obviously it is a science fiction orientated book. J.A. Jantz has a new book out. It's the 19th book in this series. It's a Joanna Brady mystery series called Missing and Endangered. And J.A. Jantz has like three or four different series that she writes at a time, and book 19 is pretty high up there. Mark Greene has the 10th book in the Gray Man series out. Assassins go after court gentry as he attempts to bring back an American agent who went missing. And so those are three books that are in series in case that's something that you're reading. And then new for nonfiction is How to Avoid a Climate Disaster by Bill Gates. I suppose the man thinks he kind of has a clue about everything, I guess.
Yeah, I saw him on 60 Minutes a week or two ago, and he seemed to have a lot of answers, so it'd be interesting reading anyway. whether you have to agree with them or not, that's up to you, I guess, right?
So. I think so, too. A prescription for what business, governments, and individuals can do to work towards zero emissions. I guess this is his opinion on that, just like you said. And then also new is The Black Church by Henry Louis Gates, Jr. It's a companion book to the PBS series that provides a look at five centuries of the meaning and functions of the Black Church in America. Kind of an interesting thing to look at. Also new is The Daughters of Kobani. It's by Gail Lemon, and I guess in 2014, a group of all-female Kurdish militia faced off against ISIS in a small town in Syria. And so this is the book about that event. So lots of new and exciting things that are coming out here, and we're going to be seeing even more once April comes around. That seems to be a high month for a lot of new releases. So if you have a favorite author and you want to know when their next book is coming out, just give us a call and we'll be happy to look that up and place a hold on it for you so that you will be able to be next on the list for it.
Yeah, a good service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else going on at the library we should know about there, Cindy?
Well,
we just probably don't have time to cover it all, huh?
No, probably not, but just make sure to give us a call at 289-1681. And if you're curious about our hours and you missed knowing when we're open, just always call us because we're always happy to help anyone with anything that we can, especially during this time. Sometimes the phone calls last a little longer, but that's all right. I think now is about reaching out and touching base with others because I think that's super important.
Right. All right. Well, Cindy, as always, great talking to you and finding out what's going on at the library. Why don't you give them those hours one more time here that they can come in person?
Okay. Our in-person hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 12 noon, Tuesday, Thursday from 1 to 7, and Saturday from 10 to 2. But keep in mind our regular hours are 10 to 5 Monday and Fridays, 10 to 7 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. So you can always call us at 289-1681 to arrange the time to get in here.
All right. Sounds good. Well, pleasure talking to you, Cindy, and glad to fill in for Paul here today, and hope he's a little under the weather. We're hoping that he's back up and at him again before too long here. So we will hopefully talk to you again real soon.
Sounds great. Have a great week.